I'm John Gray, and welcome to John Gray's World.
You know, doubt will try to creep up on you. Shame will try to creep up on you. Guilt will try to creep up on you. But God gave you dominion over it in Genesis 1:26. So when it tries to creep up on you, I like that. La-la-la-la-la-la-la. That's a little bit of the African nation over there. Nicole Zekeleli, Africa. God is doing something significant with the power of your confession. But you can't confess it if you don't know your identity.
Fresh word, fresh perspective, and a whole lot of hallelujah. John Gray's World. Boo!
Hey, hey, hey. What's going on, family? It's John Gray. You are now entering John Gray's World. Welcome to a place of amazing, awesome joy, laughter, peace, and revelation. It's a place where you learn all about the goodness of God and receive truth that can impact your everyday living and set you on a course to go beyond average. I'm so glad you decided to tune in today. Today, I'm gonna zoom in and dissect the truths concerning the free favors and blessings of God. Now, I believe this is one of those subjects you can't overhear. Why? Because the more you hear about it, the less you will be tempted to operate in doubt and unbelief when you are faced with challenges. Listen carefully, because I believe the Spirit of the Lord is going to provide some needed insight. I'll see you back here right after the message. Don't try to leave early. I can see you walking out.
Something's moving, something's changing. See His glory, feels like heaven on earth.
There is stirring in this room right now, something that is going to explode in just a few minutes. That wasn't just a song, that was an announcement. That was an announcement to our destiny. That was an announcement to every problem and every issue that we've been battling. That was an announcement to all of the obstacles that got in our way this week. Something's moving, something's changing. See His glory, feels like heaven on earth. Something's moving. Do you feel it? Something's changing. See His glory, feels like heaven on earth. Now, I know that I don't have to tell you that you're in the middle of a miracle. I don't have to tell you that you're here today on assignment from your Father. You didn't just happen to get here this morning. You were instructed, and the Spirit of the Lord called you into this place. And if you're watching at home, I want you to know that you are exactly where you need to be. Go ahead, drink your coffee at the kitchen table. Hi, don't be alarmed. There's a Negro in your house. Something's moving, something's changing. See His glory, feels like heaven on earth. You know, this room is dangerous. This room is dangerous. I'm looking all the way up here on the second level. Y'all some dangerous folk. I'm looking in a room that looks like heaven because I can't tell who's who, because I see black worshiping next to white, worshiping next to Hispanic, next to Puerto Rican, next to Mexican, next to Asian, next to Brazilian, next to Jamaican, next to African, next to Asian, next to Madagascarian, next to Australian, next to Swedish, next to Austrian, all of the nations of the world gathered at one moment, giving one God a great praise. This room looks like heaven on earth. What an amazing revelation that we are family. Because the same blood that was shed for you was shed for me. That makes us blood relatives. Put me on your Christmas card. Scare the neighbors. Hey, Jim, who's a black guy? That's my brother. This is a long story. In all of my wildest dreams,
And I would classify myself as a pretty big dreamer. I would have never imagined that I would be here right now. You can't imagine this. God just has to do it. I'm sitting there listening to the worship, and I'm looking around this great church, and I'm blown away. I'm surrounded by so many miracles, so many testimonies, so many people that had to endure. I'm surrounded by a nation of fighters. It cost you something to get here this morning, and we celebrate whatever it is you walked through and went through to get here. Some of you had an argument last night at the house, and some of you cried last night, but you got up this morning and you heard the voice of the Lord say, get to the house, I've got a word for you. I can't begin to imagine what it costs you to walk out your relationship with the Lord. Or maybe you're here and this is the first time at this church. I want you to know you're in a great house. They love God here. They serve God here. And if you stay three times, you're gonna get hooked. So I'm telling you, this place is unbelievable because the stories that are in these seats, you can't make them up. To the single mother working two jobs to make ends meet, praying, saying, Lord, I need you to make a way. To those in this room that got a negative doctor's report, and even though it hurt, and maybe you're a little afraid, and that's okay because we're human. I want you to know you're in the right place, and you're in the right church, and you're gonna hear a word that I believe is gonna encourage your heart and unlock destiny. To the people in this room, you had that excitement this morning. There was an anticipation. You could feel it. When you were in the car, you were playing your music, your worship music, and you were all off key, and you were driving, and you were excited. And then some of y'all, your kids were in the back acting up, and you like, I said, stop, sit down, I'm driving, I'm trying to worship Jesus. We got to get to church. You know it's hot, we got to walk all across the street. Sit down. You can tell that's a black mother. Sit down. And the white people's like, Cody, simmer, Sarah, share with your brother. Give him some of your snack. You guys share the snack. Let him play with your toys. Black mother at the stoplight, didn't I say sit down? Hispanic mama, cállate la boca. Hi, 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 hi. You had to fight them kids to get to church today. You couldn't wait to drop them off at Children's Church. Keep them, keep them. I'll be back next Wednesday. Had to fight through traffic. Some of y'all, you were below E. The orange lights start flashing. I said E, that's what I meant. You better pull over before you walking. Whatever it took for you to get here this morning, I want you to know that your Heavenly Father is celebrating your diligence and your commitment to get to His house to honor Him on the Lord's Day, the first day of the week. I've been trying to run away from this word, Pastor Joel and Victoria. I can't shake it. The Lord's just saying to release that thing again, and I've just got to declare because there's some people in this room, and I saw because I'm an observer, and I was kind of looking around a little bit, and I saw some people that were fully engaged in worship. And then there were others that were like, yeah, well, I'm not really sure about the words. Maybe I come from a different background. I'm a little more conservative, and we honor that. We honor that, but I want you to know, if you walked in and you had some depression on you, maybe you're looking for some direction in your life, maybe you need some questions answered and you need a right now answer. You need God to show up right now. And you need to get a vision for your life. Today's for you. I'm talking to some crazy people. I don't know where you are. I think you're in here. I'm not talking about crazy. I know you in here too, but that's why we got security. Stay where you are. But I'm talking about crazy faith-filled believers. I'm talking about people that have been walking with the Lord for a little while, and everything hasn't been perfect, but you trust the God who is perfect. I'm talking to somebody in this church this morning, or who's watching at home, who's saying, God, I know you created me for more than this moment. There's more to my life than what I've been living. There's more to my existence than what I've been experiencing. I'm grateful for my job, but I was created for more than this. I'm grateful for what I have, but I feel like there's more on the way. That's not pride talking. That's the hope and the dream of your Father getting ready to bust out from the average life that you've been living. I'm talking to you, ma'am, and to you, ma'am, and to you, ma'am, and to you. I'm waiting on you, sir. I'm talking to some people in this room that say, God, I'm grateful for what I have, but I know there's more, and I want more. I want the more that you have for me. I need to see your glory in the earth. I was created for more than this. I'm grateful for my job, but I've got a bigger dream. I've got a dream not to be an employee, but to be an employer. Who am I talking to in this room? Don't mind me while I wipe this sweat. You can tell I'm not small, and these lights are hot. I just feel like I'm cooking. I'm a rotisserie chicken. Just who wants dark meat? Just slice it off the side. I'm just. That's why I love my Pastor Joe. I thank God for him, because he is a model and a picture of what God wants in the earth. Humble leadership, loves his wife. 25 years, raises his kids, and he's in shape. I love it when he was just worshiping. He's like, God, I just thank you. I just worship you, God. It's just, you're awesome. He got a six pack. I got a 40 ounce. I know some of y'all don't know who John Gray is. You thought I was T.D. Jakes when I got up here. Yes, get ready, get ready, get ready. Somebody give him glory all over Lakewood on a Sunday morning.
The Bible is filled with wonderful promises God has made to the believer. Yet too many of us believe we do not qualify, or we are not invited to experience everything He has waiting for us. In His new and eye-opening series on CD, All Access, Your Invitation to Ultimate Blessing, John Gray reveals how Jesus' redemptive work on the cross made you a VIP, and He has reserved a place in God's grace and goodness just for you. Take a moment to call 866-274-3700 or share your gift and request your copy of All Access when you visit us securely online at tbn.org/access. Accept your invitation to ultimate blessing. Call, click, or write today.
Bible says that in the presence of the Lord is the fullness of joy. And I haven't seen enough smiles on this left-hand side, so maybe you didn't know that all the problems that you walked in with had to be checked at the door, because they couldn't come in here, because the presence of the Lord is here, and in here is the fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. So you need to get a smile on your face. You know, there's nothing worse than a depressed Christian. You ever seen somebody saved, been saved a long time? How you doing? Blessed. I'm blessed and highly favored. He's been good to me. Hallelujah. No thanks. I need you to show some joy in your life. You've been walking with the Lord for a while. You need to have some smiles on your face. You know what confuses the enemy? When you can smile through trials, when you can laugh in the face of pain. It doesn't mean that you don't feel it. It means you understand that it's temporary. For the word of God says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is producing a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. It's not just light in the sense of it not being heavy. It's light in the sense that it'll give you revelation of God's vision for your life. It's a light affliction. It'll shine a light on a new aspect of God's character. You know how confusing it would be to the enemy if you just start laughing the next time you got a negative report? I'm sorry, Mr. Gray. It doesn't look good. You have months to live. Thank you. I appreciate that. No, I don't think you heard what I said. I heard what you said. I ain't got a long time to live, man. Now, some of you would say, yeah, man, that's crazy. You can't imagine no scenario where that would happen. You don't believe me? I saw that happen. I saw it happen with a woman in Cincinnati, Ohio, who was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer that had spread to her liver, spleen, duodenum, and bile duct. And by the time the doctors found it, they said, you've got months to live. There is no hope for this. There is no surgery. There is no chemo. There is no radiation. There's nothing we can do. And I saw this woman smile in the face of the doctor and say, I'm going to live and not die to declare the works of the Lord. And then that same lady had the nerve to walk out of the doctor's office, walk up to the nurse's station and say, God's gonna heal me. True story. That was June 23rd of last year. They gave her no hope and no chance. And she's here today because she raised me. It's my mama. And 4 days after she declared that, they found no cancer in her body. I just want you to see that what the devil said doesn't count, because what God's word says stands. Facts are not the same as truth. Fact is, she was diagnosed with cancer. Truth is, by his stripes, I am healed. I need somebody in that second level to give God a praise. And while you're down here, give him a praise as well. Imagine that you can declare a thing out of your mouth by the power and the authority of God's word. Imagine that you have power beyond your wildest dreams at the tip of your tongue. Imagine that what you speak echoes not only in heaven but all throughout the earth, because you are God's express design in the earth. You were created and fashioned in his image according to Genesis 1:26. Let us make man in our image and in our likeness. God said, let me create someone who will walk in authority in the earth the way I handle heaven. God says, I want a small version of me to walk around the earth and have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the beast of the field, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. You know, sometimes sickness will try to creep up on you. You know, depression will try to creep up on you. You know, doubt will try to creep up on you. Shame will try to creep up on you. Guilt will try to creep up on you. But God gave you dominion over it in Genesis 1:26. So when it tries to creep up on you, I like that. La, 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 la. That's a little bit of the African nation over there. Nkosi Sikelel'i Africa. God is doing something significant with the power of your confession, but you can't confess it if you don't know your identity. Do you know who you are, sir? You're not just a man in a very nice suit and quality tie. You're a solution to a problem. When God looked out throughout time, he saw what the enemy would do. See, people think God and the enemy are in some type of mortal combat. Let me help you to understand that God and the devil are not opposites, because God has no opposite. He has no equal opposite. Devil is created. God is the creator. The enemy is one. Our God is omnipresent, omniscient, all-knowing, all-powerful. He has all authority. And if he's got all of it, how much does the enemy have? None of it. Get a revelation that the enemy's already defeated. Get a revelation that the devil is a liar. Get a revelation that the God that saved you through the blood of his son is now for you in the earth, and he's for your dreams, and he's for your hopes. Imagine that. Imagine what God wants to do with your life, with your testimony, with your marriage. See, I've been married a long time now. I've been married 1 year and 8 months. My beautiful hot smoking wife is here with my 4-month-old son. Hi, baby. That's my wife, Aventer Gray. And that's my little son down there. And he came out. That's 4 months. That's John the Fourth. You know, I was a little nervous when he came out, Pastor Joel, because, you know, he came out light-skinned with Chinese eyes looking like Jackie Chan. I told my wife, is this something you need to tell me? I'll tear this whole hospital up. But black kids, we come out in all shades. So he came out butterscotch, and I'm caramel. So it was cool. Sit down, boy. Don't be talking loud in this white people's church. Here, sit down. This ain't no black church. Sit down. And I give honor to my mother-in-law, my father-in-law, who drove 9 hours from Dothan, Alabama. 3 aneurysms she had. One of them burst, 2 of them bubbling. They said she'd never walk again, never talk again, never move again, never breathe again. Looks like she's walking, talking, moving, breathing, praising, worshiping. Imagine that. 3 aneurysms, breast cancer survivor, another cancer survivor, overcomer. Imagine the story of the person right next to you. Imagine the miracle of the testimony of the person sitting right behind you. You know, sometimes we're so busy in church. Lord, I want a word from you. God, I need something. He's like, I put it right next to you. If you just show yourself friendly and speak to the person next to you, you might get the word of encouragement, because the moment you understand that there's as much God in the person next to you as there is in you, you'll begin to honor people differently, and you won't dismiss people because the blood that's on them is on you. We've got to learn how to honor people. I want you to know God wants to sanctify your imagination. He wants you to dream again, wants you to believe again, wants you to wake up and be the great man of God that he called you to be in the earth, the amazing, phenomenal woman of God that he's called you to be in the earth. To my young teenagers who are in this room, I'm speaking to you. School's about to start if it hasn't already. I want you to walk, young ladies, as young women of integrity. Young Proverbs 31 women, you do not carry yourself in an improper manner. You carry yourself with honor and with class and with dignity. And if a young man does not want to properly honor you, if he cannot speak properly to you, hey girl, hey shorty, hey boo, you don't respond to that because you are the daughter of a king. You do not respond to peasants. God wants this generation. He wants you to keep your hearts pure and your bodies pure. Imagine a generation of young people on fire for God, living holy before God, walking around on their sports teams and on the cheerleading squad and lacrosse, because you guys play lacrosse down here, and soccer and tennis and all of the other wonderful sports and swimming. See, black people, we don't swim because sharks like dark meat. I'm just saying. You know, this topic of having all access into the favor of God is something you need to meditate on and digest. It's not just some far-off concept or a cool catchphrase. The blood of Jesus has given us access to the resources of heaven. This is a profound truth that the body of Christ must grab and make their own. This is so you are prepared ahead of time, because God wants you rooted in advance of any tests that show up. If sickness shows up, you don't waver, because you immediately default to, oh, it's all good. I've got all access to the healing power of God. This is why I want to bless you with my latest series, All Access, your invitation to ultimate blessing. Here at TBN, our goal is for you to be convinced that no matter what you face, God's favor and blessing is always on your side. It's our thank you for your partnering with us to keep the gospel of Christ on the airwaves.
The Bible is filled with wonderful promises God has made to the believer. Yet too many of us believe we do not qualify. or we are not invited to experience everything He has waiting for us. In His new and eye-opening series on CD, All Access, Your Invitation to Ultimate Blessing, John Gray reveals how Jesus' redemptive work on the cross made you a VIP, and He has reserved a place in God's grace and goodness just for you.
My new series, All Access, Your Invitation to Ultimate Blessing, will show you how to access all the promises of God for your life.
We know this brand new series will be a blessing to you. That's why TBN wants to send you your very own copy of John Gray's All Access, Your Invitation to Ultimate Blessing, as our thank you for your gift of support this month. As you listen to each of John's three messages, you'll discover the challenges you face are not the sum total of your life. Through Jesus, you have access to more than you know, because God has opened the door wide for you to receive all of His favor, blessing, and goodness. Take a moment to call 866-274-3700 or share your gift and request your copy of All Access when you visit us securely online at tbn.org/access. Accept your invitation to ultimate blessing. Call, click, or write today.
You know, it's amazing when you think about the fact that the only way you were able to turn on your television to receive this message from God, All Access, is because someone else offered their support in advance. Someone somewhere said, I'm going to sow into this moment. I'm going to sow into this vision so that someone else can hear the gospel. That means before God knew you needed an answer, He had provision already lined up. That's why we are always appreciative of every single gift you give into this ministry. I pray you were blessed by the All Access series. I truly enjoyed it myself. It changed things in my own life. And I want to encourage you to keep joining me here on John Gray's World. I promise you, the Spirit of God is going to continue cooking up life-changing meals that will feed your soul with light, life, love, and laughter. So make sure you're right here for the next John Gray's World. Woo!